This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. 13 parents are in Boston federal court this afternoon to face charges that they bribed test administrators and sports coaches to help their children get into elite colleges. Among them are actors Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. The proceedings got underway shortly before we came on the air with WBUR's Jerome Campbell in the courtroom, so we caught up with Jerome just before he went inside, and I began by asking him to describe the scene at Moakley Courthouse today.
So it's a little bit of a media frenzy here. I actually just ran into Lori Loughlin in the elevator going up to the courtroom just a few moments ago. Loughlin and as well as about 12 other parents who are connected to this scandal of paying a admissions counselor to help their kids get into various universities across the country are expected to go before the judge today to talk about what will be the terms of their release and what will be the next steps as we sort of approach a possible trial.
So you ran into Loughlin in the elevator. What was the expression on her face? What's the mood?
She was pretty stoic. She was sort of just moving with her team towards the courtroom. She wasn't really speaking to anybody. She had her head down just a little bit and was trying to make her way through the crowd of reporters outside without sort of meeting anybody's eyes.
Gotcha. So Lori Loughlin is there. Felicity Huffman is there. The presence of those actors, Jerome, really adds a celebrity element to the case. And Loughlin was even seen signing autographs for fans outside of her hotel in Boston yesterday. Here's some sound from a video that's been circulating on social media.
Oh my goodness.
First movie I ever saw, and it's absolutely my favorite movie of all time.
So it's a little hard to make out all the words there, Jerome, but you can hear Loughlin yucking it up with fans. Optically, it could look like maybe she's not taking the case completely seriously, and this is a case about wealthy people who allegedly didn't take the rules of college admissions seriously, but instead treated the process like a game. I mean, is that why the case has captivated the public, Jerome?
Well, I think it's two parts. The first part is, I think just like you said, people are upset that the system's unfair, that Loughlin and these other parents were able to sort of pay into better opportunities. And, I mean, if we're looking at what people are saying, the sort of the conversations on Twitter, it sort of pulls the curtain back on a system that I think people had been thinking was unfair. But now to sort of see the evidence come out in court is really giving people a different perspective. But I do also agree with you. I think that people really look forward to sort of seeing celebrities being embroiled in some sort of scandal. And I think that just sort of speaks to the ways in which we're able to sort of see this person that we've seen on TV. I mean, Lori Loughlin, also who played Aunt Becky on Full House, is someone that we've sort of come to associate with a certain character, a certain demeanor, and to sort of see that broken apart in the public eye is definitely roiling up some feelings.
Sure, it's sort of that combo of the celebrity intrigue and moral outrage about perceived unfairness in the system. Jerome, could you just help us step back and remind us how we got to this point where there were federal charges, a day in court? I mean, how did this investigation unfold?
So we have to sort of go back about a year. So the Boston area FBI division sort of began this operation, had this funny nickname, Operation Varsity Blues, that began last May. And this sort of began from a lead that federal law enforcement out here, both prosecutors and the FBI, had heard a tip about this sort of going on. And then the investigation began, and Loughlin and some of the other parents were pulled before a judge in Los Angeles, where they were read their charges, and as well as other. I mean, I think one thing that sort of gets lost as we think about today was that several of the people who were involved in the scheme, whether it was the people who were helping kids take these tests or sort of facilitating this mechanism, how we're also pulled in and faced charges. We're looking at athletic coaches at various universities who were sort of a part of this by looking the other way when these students said that they were had some sort of athletic ability that allowed them to be on the team. And now we're seeing that to be false. So it's sort of just we're at this point now where we're starting to seeing the many levels in which this is happening. It's not just the parents. It's the mechanism by which this is happening and then people at different universities who were a part of this as well.
And so what's actually happening in today's proceeding at court?
So today we're not actually going to see any sort of big official thing. Really at this point, because the case began here in Boston, it began with the FBI investigation and what prosecutors were doing here. This hearing, is the result of these parents who were brought up on charges in L.A. are now being transported here so that they can have we can sort of begin whatever legal process that will be, whether it will move to a full trial, whether we'll see some sort of deal come to place. That will sort of play out over the next couple weeks. But by moving the case here, we can sort of getting we're going to sort of see the ball get rolling.
Do we know if it'll be a bench trial, Jerome, where just a judge is making the decision, or if it'll be a jury trial?
Well, it's a little bit early. I mean, I think at least from just from what we're seeing, it appears that many of these cases, at least for the parents, many of them may not even actually move the trial. I know that there was a filing yesterday from one of the attorneys who said that they're working towards some sort of agreement with prosecutors. So we might not actually see many cases actually move the trial, but if it did, that decision, whether it will be a jury trial or a decision by a judge, will be decided a little bit later.
You know, the setting is really important here, Jerome, right? I mean, obviously, Massachusetts is a hub of higher education, and we know that a lot of local schools, Boston College, Boston University, Northeastern, were among the schools that received fake test scores from applicants. And, of course, we also have the background, Jerome, of the Harvard admissions trial that we've all been watching so closely at the same courthouse where you are right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're really in this moment where we're, I think just as a nation, and this is perhaps a special lens now on Massachusetts, where we're having a conversation about what is fair in the higher education application process. There have been no schools in Massachusetts that have been tied to any of the kids who have gotten in under these pretenses, but there were a couple schools that did receive falsified test scores. But just like you said, yes, it's also at a time when we were already discussing sort of the implications of how race shapes the way in which certain students get into or don't get into certain universities. And especially in this case that we're here with Harvard, I think that we're centering the conversation in a way that perhaps may be uncomfortable at times, but I think that it's we're seeing, at least in the conversations that we're seeing online and just with other people, a certain nuance that perhaps people felt was sort of a little bit smoke and mirrors before this point.
That's WBUR's Jerome Campbell at Federal Court in Boston. Jerome, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.